news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Exactly 1 year ago, the United States Senate was in the middle of the impeachment trial of then-President Donald Trump. That trial came to an end with Trump's acquittal on February 5th. On Monday evening, for only the fourth time in history, the nine House impeachment managers, led by Jamie Raskin, walked the article of impeachment over from the House to the Senate and formally began the second impeachment trial of Donald Trump.
Resolved that Donald John Trump, President of the United States, is impeached for high crimes and misdemeanors, and that the following article of impeachment be exhibited to the United States Senate. Article 1, incitement of insurrection.
Congressman Jamie Raskin. The trial will be held the week of February 8th, with all 100 senators being sworn in as jurors on Tuesday. On Monday, President Joe Biden answered questions from the press. Following the press conference, he spoke with CNN's Caitlin Collins off camera.
I asked what his opinion is on the trial. How is he viewing things, given, of course, the concern about what it could mean for his agenda? And he told me, quote, just a few minutes ago, I think it has to happen. He said that he did understand the effect that it could have, of course, given that it will basically be all consuming for the Senate, given however long it could last. But Aaron, he said he thinks the effect if that trial for former President Trump didn't happen would have a worse effect if it did not go forward. And so we talked about this. Of course, Joe Biden is someone who served in the Senate for a very long time. I asked him if he thinks that Donald Trump would be acquitted for a second time. He said that he does not believe 17 Republican senators would vote to convict him. He said that, of course, he served in the Senate for a long time. It's changed a lot since he was there, but he said it has not changed that much. So he does not actually think that that's going to go forward. But he did say that he believes this trial is something that has to happen. And so that's how he's viewing it, regardless of the effect that it very well could have on his agenda.
Well, the week-long standoff between Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer over the filibuster is over. McConnell, late Monday, signaled that he would drop his demand that the new power-sharing agreement for the 50-50 split Senate include a provision explicitly protecting the filibuster. Chuck Schumer, to his credit, has refused, telling Rachel Maddow Monday night,
"He is not the majority leader, he's the minority leader, and he is not going to get his way. We are not going to do what he wants." And that is universal, Rachel, in my caucus, from the most liberal to the most conservative. We hope in the next day or two he'll come to his senses and take our offer. But we are not giving in to him. It was outrageous what he did, and it really angered my entire caucus. That was not the way to start off.
McConnell's about face came after two Senate Democrats who act and vote like they're Republicans. Arizona's Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin of West Virginia both signaled that they're not on board. Joe Manchin telling a Politico reporter, "If I haven't said it very plain, maybe Senator McConnell hasn't understood. I want to basically say it for you. I will not vote to change the filibuster." McConnell apparently took their statements as a win and ran with it. McConnell issued a statement that read, "With these assurances, I look forward to moving ahead with a power-sharing agreement modeled on that precedent." So McConnell and his cronies are calling it a win. But make no mistake, Schumer gave McConnell nothing and did preserve his right to invoke the nuclear option later in the year if he can persuade his members to follow his lead. We're reminded that former Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid did the same kind of thing back in January of 2013. He committed not to invoke the nuclear option for 2 years, but then wound up doing it some 10 months later. And now, finally, Senate Democrats can take control of the committees. Onward. We learned that Joe Biden will issue a few more executive orders in the next day or two. In one, Biden will impose moratoriums on new oil and gas leasing on federal lands and waters. This one's expected to encounter some pretty tough resistance from the fossil fuel industry, but it is part of a larger set of climate policies that President Biden will announce on Wednesday. Something else? You know, millions of Americans lost their jobs and with the jobs, their health insurance due to the pandemic. So President Biden is set to take executive action as early as Thursday to reopen the federal marketplaces selling Affordable Care Act health plans and make Medicaid more accessible to those in need. And as we told you yesterday, President Biden issued an executive order rescinding a ban on transgender people serving in the military. The Senate on Monday confirmed Janet Yellen to be President Biden's Treasury Secretary. Yellen checks off a bunch of first boxes. The former chair of the Federal Reserve will be the first woman to serve as Treasury Secretary. She was also the first female Fed chair. The vote in the Senate was 84-15. Yellen won unanimous approval from the Senate Finance Committee and then on Monday was voted in 84-15 by the full chamber. In case you were wondering, the 15 no votes were all Republicans. Moving on to the coronavirus, President Biden says he hopes the U.S. will soon be able to administer 1.5 million doses of the vaccine every day. And the Defense Department is considering deploying thousands of troops to help reach that goal. One official said up to 10,000 troops could be involved. While Americans are waiting for vaccines, health officials say they're extremely worried about new COVID-19 variants detected in the U.S. One expert said everyday activities are now much more dangerous because of them. In New Zealand, who successfully eradicated the virus, Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says the country's borders may stay shut for most of the year to prevent outbreaks. What a difference 6 days makes. The Biden White House is putting some media outlets, those that are in the business of misinforming the American public, on notice. Deputy Press Secretary T.J. Ducklow on Monday said, quote, "We expect reporters covering the White House to operate in good faith and tell their audience the truth. And this White House will do the same. We are moving forward with that mutual understanding. Organizations or individuals who traffic in conspiracy theories, propaganda, and lies to spread disinformation will not be tolerated. And we will work with the White House Correspondents Association to decide how to handle those instances moving forward." Truth, what a concept. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.